What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Oh, girl. You're even tuning in on Labor Day weekend. I, for one, am flattered that you have chosen Fox Across America's Game Ball Ceremony as your listening destination in this moment. So thank you for that. And this week, we did not salute some type of big Fox News talent, some type of lawmaker or member of my family who finally showed up sober for once. No, this week we went big and gave the game ball to the legendary George Wright, who has served 51 years of excellence in the radio industry, retired from Fox News this past Thursday. George was very much the straw that stirred the drink on this floor, just as I said a lot, a force multiplier of positive energy, somebody who always picked up the mood around him, somebody everybody was always excited to see. And that's really who you want to be in life. I tell you all the time, that's my business model. Be somebody that everybody shakes their head yes at when they see you, you know? Meaning they're happy to see you, meaning they're glad your energy is about to contribute to whatever the situation happens to be. That was very much George Wright. And seeing as that was his business model, and it really is the only one. I mean, I've gotten here on nothing more than that, being a good time guy who's, you know, not terribly difficult to work with. Wow, my whole staff is shaking their head no on that one. But the point is, if you can be a force multiplier of positive energy, you can come close to being your own version of George Wright. No one could ever truly fill this guy's shoes. But I was honored to walk amongst them for several years here at Fox News. And for that reason, George Wright gets the game ball. I've been hosting this show for a little more than 2 years. I've been working in radio. This next guest got his start. He was actually covering, I believe it was the Gettysburg Address. been in radio a long time. The legendary George Wright working his final tour of duty here at Fox News Radio. He joins us now. Hey, man.
Hey, Jimmy.
This is a big deal.
This is great.
Have you noticed the energy on the floor today?
Oh, please.
But have you stopped to think that people are a little too excited about your last day?
Well, you know, it's all, listen, any I can get, it's fine.
you'll take the intention and the enthusiasm. Because at first I was like, wow, people really love George. But then I was like, wow, don't they seem a little too happy?
He's leaving.
I want to see more tears. I'm just seeing high fives, conga lines. They're going to a bar. But congratulations. Confirm for the audience, 51 years?
Yeah.
In radio?
Yeah.
That is crazy. What were you doing when you started?
I was a desk assistant at an all-news radio station.
Listen, nobody likes a show-off. I'm kidding. You were the desk assistant at a news station.
Yeah.
But you've done everything in radio.
Yeah.
You've hosted I believe you told me you were hosting a jazz brunch at one point.
On Long Island.
So confirm this for me, because I always had my suspicions. As a guy driving a cab, listening to a lot of different radio during the day,
yeah,
I always thought the jazz brunch guy was participating in the brunch ritual of drinking. Can you confirm? It's your last day. You can say anything.
I can not confirm nor deny.
Okay. You're still playing defense,
yeah,
which comes as a relief, because they were on the fence about having you on because you're like, yo, this guy's a wild card. It's his last day. He can say whatever he wants, but I'm left behind with the damage if you pull the pin and walk out the door.
Yeah.
All right, but you're going to play a little defense, which tells me you were drunk at those jazz brunches. What else have you done? What else were you doing?
I did talk shows in Boston. Yeah.
So you've worked in Boston, New York, anywhere else that I should?
Connecticut.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, 51 years, I'd imagine, in radio.
It's
not exactly a sit-in-one-spot medium.
Yeah.
Wow, that is incredible. So you've done talk radio. You've done music radio.
Yeah. Like easy listening music radio.
Get out of town.
Yeah.
I was always concerned with easy listening as a guy who's driving for like 15 hours a day.
Yeah.
But aren't you concerned everyone's just going to fall asleep? Isn't it too easy? Or how do you navigate that?
Well, you just don't want to disturb anybody. The program director says don't disturb anybody.
All right, so can you give us an easy listening George Wright really quick, like take us in and out of break or something?
All right, well, it's just about 2:37. And
go ahead, continue.
I can't.
No, give me a little more. Your soothing tones of George Wright, easy listening, take it away.
Now, more continuous, easy favorites right now.
Fell asleep. fell right asleep. That's my tack. My taxi's in the side of a river right now. I do like it. I actually think, you know, it's funny, George. I would almost think it would be more popular now because everybody's like so on edge. Maybe we need more easy lessons.
Absolutely.
Maybe you're leaving too soon.
Maybe we can bring it back.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe easy listening. Maybe it's not over. Just when you thought you were getting out, we pulled you right back in.
That's fine.
George Wright is in studio. Now, what everybody needs to know about you and the role you play in my life, but everybody's life, is George really is like just, you're just good for morale. You know that. I think you know that by now. But every morning when I get off the elevator here on the radio floor at Fox News, me and George will look at each other through the glass, and he will, you know, very, like in a pronounced way, give me the finger. It's not true. But we'll always wave, we'll always salute each other, and it is a big part of my ritual. So have we discussed with whoever's replacing you, because this was a sucker punch. I did not know you were leaving till like an hour ago. Actually, I knew Monday. But I actually don't have, have they thought about like a hologram? You know, like Elvis still tours as a hologram?
Yeah.
Is Fox going to chip in to get me a George Wright hologram?
We could work on that. Sure. Maybe not for Tuesday, but
but it's a whole big part of my day. As I come off the elevator, I see you. We have a big hello.
Yeah.
There's a mutual admiration society going on here. You know, they say all the crazy people find each other.
Yeah.
And I'm going to need a George. It's just dawning on me. This is a big part of the day. What if the show tanks, George?
I don't know about
Think of
that.
The children.
Come on. But I'm happy to see you when you get off that elevator.
Yeah,
so.
It's a big deal. It's a big part of the day. So what will happen now? You're not going to be greeting people on random elevators because that's obviously an issue. Are you planning on moving? Are you planning on staying in the tri-state area?
I'm
what is George?
Stay right around here.
Okay.
Maybe I'll be a greeter at the 7-Eleven, something like that.
Does that mean you're going to be the guy who buys beer for the underage kids? You know, when I was a kid, you could do that. You're like, sir,
absolutely.
Are you going in?
Yeah.
Did you grow up doing that?
Sure.
Yeah, of course you did, right? You can't do that now. You'll go to jail.
Exactly.
But back in the day, when I was like a high school kid, I'd be like, sir, are you going in this establishment? Can you buy me beer? I'll pay for yours. And they always did.
Yeah.
Never took long,
Nobody
right?
ever offered to pay for mine, though.
We're talking to the great George Wright. A force multiplier of excellence and positive energy. It is his final day at Fox News Radio after 51 years. So when you started for real, I was making jokes about the Gettysburg Address, but it was like Nixon. Nixon was president?
Watergate. I was working through the Watergate years the night he quit.
Wow. So you have covered, you know, obviously monumental news.
Yeah.
Monumental disasters, you know, the Titanic, the launch of The View. Things that really crushed America and morale for times at a time. But then so I'm thinking about this. Nixon, wow, the 70s. Oh, say, so you saw Nixon. You saw, obviously, Ford.
Yeah.
Reagan. When did America peak? Or, I mean, are we peaking now? Are you a crazy person? Do you think we're peaking right now?
Yeah, right.
When do you think we peak? Because I have a theory, okay? I want to hear yours.
All right,
let me give you mine.
Yeah.
I think America peaked 1985 when the Bears recorded the Super Bowl shuffle. And this is why.
Oh.
Not even because of football and the Bears. Not even because of that. I just think society was in a good place under Reagan. There was like some national pride. And if you remember, what was the highest rated show on TV? It was the Cosby Show.
Yeah.
So we were a fully integrated society in the sense that we weren't like fighting over race or politics. We're just having a good time.
Things were looking up.
Well, it's also the amount of cocaine was everywhere in the 80s. I think that's where we probably peaked in the 80s. No one wants to talk about it. But everybody was in a good mood.
Yeah.
But when would you say national morale, the country felt the best? Am I near the mark?
Was that's
the
pretty 90s? Much it.
Do you
that's
think it
pretty
was?
Much it.
You think, yeah, maybe. Maybe. I mean, because that I think the only two arguments you can make is also like, you know, there was a run in the 90s, you know, when the, you know, tech industry and Bill Clinton was having fun and everybody was telling Bill Clinton jokes on the late night shows.
Yeah.
That was a funny pocket for a while there. But I would say after that, it kind of downhill.
Everything kind of dried up.
It kind of, right? Who do you blame, George? Because the one constant here is you. Things were going up when George was on the radio. But let's be clear.
Yeah.
The last 10 years of this administration, George, not exactly harmonious.
Don't blame me.
Too funny. The great George Wright is in studio. You know him from everything. News, talk, sports, lottery, human trafficking, you name it. He's done it. He's done it all. What was the craziest place you worked in radio?
It had to be that news station.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And what is it about news that makes it psychotic?
Because it's just the same news all the time. But back then, you could light the the announcer's coughing on fire while he's trying to read it.
Real pranks.
You turn the lights out.
So let me ask you this. Were you working in news? Because I didn't make it into news in the era of, like, they were drinking scotch, chain-smoking cigarettes,
yeah,
and punching people in the face at Deadline because it was so high strung.
That was that place.
Yeah. You were there.
I was there.
You were there for the good old days.
There was no HR department. You had to settle it outside.
That was the HR department. It was in the parking lot.
Yeah, you settle it outside, come back, and go to work.
You're so right. So you know when we peaked? We peaked before America got too litigious. You know, everybody sues,
yeah,
now everybody fires, mm-hmm, gets canceled, protests. You're right. Because I make this argument in my stand-up act that I can't advocate for violence, but I think society would be better if fistfighting was still a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, George, this is stuff you get out of him on the last day. So you're actually leaving because you're starting a militia. Is that what I'm to understand? George is storming the Capitol. He's got stuff to do. But no, I think that's part of it because you really think about it. Like when we were kids, people did get in fights.
And we were on our own. Yeah,
now somebody just shoots you.
Yeah.
Like, come on. I'm telling you, fist fighters were the good guys here, George.
Exactly.
You get it.
Exactly.
So you saw Reagan, exciting stuff. You saw the Clinton thing. You saw the Bush thing, the Obama thing. How about Governor Rockefeller getting stabbed? That was just fed to me from in there. I don't even know what it means. But Mikey's just feeding questions now.
That
so where were you for that?
That was a prank call to that same all-news station.
Oh, okay.
Somebody called in the middle of the night and reported that.
That the governor was stabbed?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a fact. And you took, did it make
the air?
They
went right on, it made the air.
George!
One time.
Come on, George. No, I didn't know you had one.
Get him out of here.
Come on, George. I'm trying to host a nationally syndicated show here.
That's before people checked sources more closely.
Oh, yeah. You just rip and read?
Yeah.
Well, I think the best news prank of all time was there was a news station in San Francisco that, mm-hmm, had a low-flying airplane. And someone got the anchors to read that the pilots' names were Holy Fook, We Too Low, and Bang Ding Al. If you guys have ever seen that viral video, I consider it the best news prank ever. And I can repeat this because the anchor said it on the air.
Sure.
It was a flight coming in, and, you know, that was the joke. And the anchor reads it so dead serious that it makes it infinitely funnier when you hear it, like, going,
yeah,
back, because it's that serious news tone.
And does he hear what he's saying?
No. Yeah, I mean, you just killed off the governor. No big deal.
Yeah.
I mean, guy like you. George Wright is in studio. 51 years in radio. What was your favorite radio job?
It had to be Connecticut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a shot at the place saluting you today.
Oh,
we got an
come on.
Open bar around the block.
Wait a minute. This place.
Kidding,
that's
George.
What I said.
No, no. Be honest. Of course. No. But that was your favorite place. And what was it about it?
Because I could do so many things.
Okay.
I went up in the Fuji blimp. I was on a roller coaster live on the radio. Just stuff like that. It was just fun stuff.
They were doing like bits. Like,
yeah,
you go out and be,
yeah,
in the field.
Just go out and be, you know.
Man, like we do Man on the Street. You were doing Man on the Blimp.
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of went by the wayside after that whole Hindenburg thing.
Yeah,
like, yeah,
well,
we're not doing as many blimp hits anymore. That's the kind of bookings I get. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
Ah, George. I think that's amazing. Well, what I think about Fox News Radio that makes it so unique and awesome and the thing that's made it so much fun for me is there really is a great sense of community on a big radio floor like this.
Exactly.
And, you know, when you work at an individual station, you know, it's a little bit more almost like isolated. You got a couple of people in a couple of offices.
Mm-hmm.
You got a couple of recording studios and that's it. This is like the Mall of America. There's like a food court.
Absolutely.
There's people everywhere. And there's a lot of interaction. I actually love the setup of Fox News Radio. Could you at least compliment that since you've been slandering everybody who works here under your breath this whole time you've been in my studio?
This place is unlike any other.
I say that every day.
And unlike any other.
Don't you? I really do selfishly wish, you know, people that like hate watch Fox. I wish those people could get like a mandatory tour of the building. Not just even radio, but the building.
Yeah.
We work. It's the one thing in the best atmosphere is everyone here is cool. Like the talent is cool.
Absolutely.
The staff is cool. And, you know, the reason I really, it meant a lot for me to get you on today is like, you know, we know this. Everybody who goes on the air at Fox News knows the reason we succeeded our jobs is the offensive line behind us. Like,
yep,
we are nothing. Like, if you guys take a day off, we got big problems. You know what I'm saying? You know, we're the guys that get tough when the cops show up.
Yeah.
We know we can't lose the fight because the cops are going to break it up. That's the staff at Fox News.
Yeah.
Top to bottom, it's the best staff in the world. And, I mean, you kind of were the face of that staff as the guy here with longevity who greeted everybody when they came out of the elevator. I don't know why HR is forcing you out. I'm kidding.
Well, you listen. You can't let everything out. Don't worry.
It's a long season. Nobody goes undefeated. The point is, George, like, we love you, George. This is a big deal. Are you going to keep in touch with us? Or are you going to do what every guy says on the way out the door? Like, let's be clear. I haven't heard a word from Dan Shields. Okay? Dan Shields, another guy we love. Dan Shields said the same thing. Last day, Jimmy, we love you.
I'll keep in touch. Yeah,
it's
don't worry.
It's the best. The number you have reached is not in service. George just told me to call him anytime. His number is 555-5555. Come on, George. Don't do me like that.
Don't worry. I'll keep in touch.
George, you are the wind beneath my wings. You know that. And if they don't get me a hologram, it's going to be a big problem for the show going forward.
We'll work on it.
Hopefully, yeah. Don't hit them up too hard with the royalty fees. Don't get too drunk at the open bar today. You've got Mikey for that.
All right.
This is the thing. If you get banged up, this is my advice today. If you get banged up at this party they're throwing for you, just hang out with Mikey. You'll never be the drunkest guy as long as Mikey's in the room. That's my strategy. We take Mikey on the road, and they're like, wow, Jimmy Fallon's got his life together. I was like wearing a toga, but nobody notices because of what a Mikey's doing the backstroke in the hotel lobby fountain. It's hard for me to look like the bad guy, you know?
Yeah.
That's the trick in life. Do you have any other radio advice for me before you go? You did 51 years in this business. I've done nothing.
I want you to keep doing what you're doing because you are.
Oh, George.
Come on.
You read it just the way I wrote it down.
Thank you.
Oh, George, you're the greatest. Listen, I love you, man. I'm sad to see you go, but I'm happy for this next chapter of your life.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Don't take too many blimp rides.
No. or yes.
Don't kill too many governors on the air. Oh, we'll always have this. The great George Wright taking a victory lap. He's off to the bar. All right, that's going to do it for the Fox Cross America Game Ball Ceremony. Monday is a best of show, just so you know. But it's a wild. It is a wild. Lara Trump, Harris Faulkner, John Rich, the Duck Dynasty guys, Wesley Hunt, Myra Flores. I mean, it's a wild one. Definitely check it out. And we'll be back here Tuesday live, tan, rested, and ready for Fox Across America.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.